Conrad.
Yeah, how's it going, mate?
Yeah, very good. How are you? How's life on the Spirit of Hungary approaching Cape Horn?
Cold.
Cold.
Yeah, very, very, very cold at the moment. But especially because we just had a small cold front come through that's associated with the depression that we're currently sailing in. And so we went from overcast skies and quite a lot of wind to more wind with beautiful clear skies. And so there's a nice moon and very clear stars at the moment, but it is freezing cold.
And what do you do about the cold? Is there anything you just have to suffer in silence, do you?
Yes, suffer in silence. No, we eat lots at the moment. There's lots of tea, there's lots of soup going on. And so we need to make sure that that we can fuel the inner fire to keep us going. And then there's lots of drying out of socks and so on the engine so that we're all warm and dry.
Just give us a picture of what things are like inside the boat at the moment then.
No, I didn't catch you again.
Don't worry. Just tell us about the last few days, and it's been steady, strong winds and big seas, 30, 40 knots all the time.
I mean, sure, strong winds and new depression systems are nothing new for us at the moment. And so it's sort of standard fare of 35 to 45, gusting 50. With big swells that we've had now since the middle of the Pacific, and you know, it's a very very badly named ocean, this one, because there's nothing peaceful about it. But it's fun. It's fun. I'm really enjoying it, and it's pretty magical to be down here, even though it's far from easy. You know, it's nice to be getting close to the Horn because we get to turn left and start heading back towards home in Europe. But at the same time, it's sad as well, because I love it down here. It's great to be here playing with the albatross and the big waves. And there's something very special about being so far away from land and humanity and just relying on us. So it's an experience that I'm going to miss.
Tell us about your strategy for actually rounding the Horn. How's the weather looking on the approach and actually at Cape Horn?
Well, it's a little bit of a tightrope walk for us at the moment because, you know, the Spirit of Hungary, despite our best efforts, is not at 100%, and so we cannot push hard with these strong conditions that we have, and so we need to throttle back to preserve the boat, but also we can't slow down too much because there's a new depression that is forming behind us, and it's due to bring with it another round of 50 knots. If we stay with our routing, then we should pass the Horn with 20 or 25 knots from the north. And if we're slow, then we've got 50. So Nanda and I are talking a lot to make sure that we're both happy with the level of performance that we're aiming at. But it's tricky to get it right.
And this will be your second time round Cape Horn. How was it the last time? What are your actual memories of Cape Horn?
There's a question, how was the last time I was here? Well, I have yet to see it, because when I came through here last time, I was being chased by a monstrous storm as well, with 60 knots in it. And so I passed the Horn 80 miles south, and then went all the way around the outside of the centre. But I haven't seen a thing yet. And it looks like we're going to be going through in darkness, and so I'll just have to come back for a third time to see the Horn properly. But regardless, it has been, last time I was here, and will be magical to pass the famous line of longitude, and looking forward to getting there in a little bit less than 48 hours now.
And how do you plan to celebrate?
Well, we still have two small bottles of Spanish Cava on board. And we're going to have some bubbly and probably scream with joy because it's been a long time coming, and so we've had a few moments where there was doubted whether we would get here. The celebration is the easy part. We're looking forward to that.
But Conrad, a fantastic job so far.
thank you very much. Thank you. Nando and I have been working pretty hard at it, so it's going to feel good when we get there.